The federal documents were obtained by the Laundry Distribution and Food Service Joint Board, a warehouse workers' union. They show that the Federal Department of Labor found delivery company GoPuff had misclassified drivers as independent contractors and owed them overtime and minimum wage pay. Yet when asked about the labor law violation on its application for the tax incentive, GoPuff did not mention it. Megan Chambers is co-manager of the union.
This is just another sad example of how a warehouse operator, big national company, making tons of money, comes into the state of New Jersey and asks for tax incentives, but is not committing to provide good jobs in exchange.
GoPuff was later approved for a $39 million tax break to build a new facility in Glassboro, South Jersey. The company did not respond to multiple requests for comment. At the State House, I'm Joe Hernandez, WBGO News.